the items, the first of which is the KPIs, with paper H.
Again, probably really for information at this stage to say we're pretty there. And I wrote down on March's payment of benefits, why? And I think had, do you know the answer why we only did? You do, right.
I do. So it was actually one member, but it was two posts, so it was one affected member. And actually the person was paid within the time frame, but what it was a historic data issue, and it was to do with the tasks that we have on the administration system. So the task just wasn't completed within the time frame, so it showed up as an error and processed without outside that time frame, but it was the benefits were paid in time. So it's more of a how we work, I guess.
Yeah, the workflow issue rather than an issue.
I just wonder if it'd be quite handy if we had like a little narrative box or something just for like
I think
explain you, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're absolutely right, Tracy. That's a really good point. And again, I think as part of the work which we've spoken about a number of times in terms of service level agreements and administration strategy and effectiveness of the admin team, we will continue to develop these and we'll continue to develop our working. And in terms of processing and workflows, we're looking at improvement, streamlining the way that the team work, using the system more effectively, that will make these easier to track and the narratives easier to notice. But, you know, on the whole, I think the issue is we're quite a small fund, and so a small one miss makes a huge difference to percentages.
Yeah.
But which is why I think it's important that we show the context in terms of 100% is one out of one.
Yes.
So it's good, we're good, we like 100%, but might overstate some of our achievements occasionally.
One comment I make, which I've made before, is that, I mean, it's good to have this as a report, maybe annually, but most of the KPIs are 100%. KPIs, performance management, you should set a challenge and look at what you're not good at and report on those areas.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can see improvement rather than something that you're, you know, I mean, this is very good, you're good at all that, so drop things that you know you're doing well, drop it off and put something on there. And it's challenging.
Yeah, and again, I think as part of the review of the workflows and the KPIs and the service level agreements, it's those things that We've never reported these before, so.
But it's good to have like a general thing so that you can know maybe every 6 months or a year or something, so that we know you're still on track with all that.
Sure.
But to put something that you know needs improvement, so we can so track things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll take that, definitely.
And also the data on the self service. Logins and stuff. I think as I understood this, it doesn't define by the person, does it? Because it should. I mean, somebody might have logged in 20 times.
Yeah,
it's the same person. So you can't get a lot of information from this.
No, I don't think we can break it down that specifically either. And through the reporting tool, unfortunately.
I mean, is there any hope of improving the reporting tool at some stage so that you can?
Yeah,
Hayward's. Well, potentially. We are, again, as part of the communication strategy, I just repeat the same words again numerous times, we will be publicising the self-service portal. I mean, effectively, we've got 15,000 members of this pension fund. It is quite disappointing that there are only 3,000 that have logged in.
Well, I know I've all the spirit of logged in about 5 or 6 times myself, so
yes. So we do need to publicise it as part of our comms strategy. One of the things that we're doing in terms of our deferred members, we will be writing to them or contacting them in the address that we have, the most recent address or email address, and saying this will be our preferred method of communication. You need to log into the portal, and that's 6,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the number of people that are active, we've got 4,000-ish active members whose annual benefit statement is published online.
Yeah.
So that should be 4,000 people that are looking at their membership data. And the pensioners, to an extent, is, you know, there are ways that we would need to be communicating with them. So we do need to push it.
I regularly logged in when I was here, but now I've left, I hardly ever did it once.
You probably don't need to, though, do you? So,
no.
Yeah, so again, you know, it's understanding what we need to communicate to the different types of member and how is the best way to do that, and then target that. But it is, in overall scheme of things, even if you think it's only active members that are looking at this, there's 4,000 of those and only 3,000 have registered.
Haven't
even attempted to. And if you take the 5,000 pensioners, who we might not expect to, there's still 10,000 members who should be having an interest. And every now and then something comes through. Every now and then something comes through and you get a flurry of people saying, oh, can I have access to my...
Yeah.
And quite often you get a phone call, oh, I've not had any benefits, especially this time of year, I haven't had any benefits thing for a while. Oh, it's on MSS, and then you know, get them to sign up and you talk them through it that way. And our team are very, very good. We've got a very patient administration team who will talk a member through step by step.
We'll put your name down on the watch list, right?
And we set them up over the phone. So we, it is the next big thing. Another big thing that we want to do is a big push.
And one of the other considerations that we need to build into the work plan is our current contract for our existing administration system runs out at the end of this financial year. So we have to do a re-specification of our administration requirements to go out to procurement. So as part of our specification, we need to ensure that we build in a suitable self-service portal with adequate reporting as one of our specification requirements. So again, you know, there's another lesson that we can learn from that.
Can I say, I've got two pensions, two other work council pensions.
Yep.
What are they drawn together?
You can ask for them to be
must
joined.
Must be easier to administration.
It depends on whether it's beneficial or not, because I've got a pension from when I was employed at the college, which was not beneficial for me to join to my pension that I've got here, because my final salary at the college was higher than my starting salary at the council.
These are there, they're going to go up, they're going to go down.
But I don't know. We, again...
They'd be calculated on a different basis, probably, different terms of service. So they'd have to do two separate calculations anyways.
Yeah, so you'd have two separate pension records. So when I eventually, if I ever eventually retire, I'll get two monthly payments from the pension fund, because that's the nature of what I did.
Well, but have a look if you want, Reg, if you want to.
Have a look at it.
If you want us to have a look, we can talk you through it. It's not
because I joined it, and I went in there very long, and I lost my seat. So now I'm terrible at that. If I come back 4 years later and joined again, then Mr. Pickle stopped it, didn't he?
Yes. Okay. So just to note that they were there again.
So I think our next item on standing items is the breaches log.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to run through?
No complaints have been received since the last time this was received, and no other breaches have been noted. I will say we are, from now, we are in the operation of the new pensions administration strategy, which does have three warnings and you get a fine, effectively.
Yeah.
So we will be, from now, effectively, because the first months of contributions payments should have been received by now, so we will be starting to look at employers that have not complied with the administration strategy, and we will start putting them onto the breaches log so that you'll be able to see. I didn't put them in here because when this was published, we hadn't completed the month. So going forward on a monthly basis, you will have these employers have not their statement, and then next in the second month these employers have still not met, and then in the third month these employers have not met and a fine has been issued. But again, as part of our review of breaches, and when we start looking at the code, we can look at the policy and the process,
yes,
and make sure that people are aware of of what needs to be done.
There's the one, I know it's just a single case that I mean, I would consider it an issue because this person's been waiting for quite a long time for resolution on it. It's the out of hours thing. And I know originally you said it's not a pension fund because it's the employer made the wrong decision, but the employer made the decision that they had made the wrong decision 6 months ago, and she's still waiting for. She's had no accurate benefit statement because her data, I think they've been working out two different ways and given her a choice, but it's been back with the pension fund for at least 6 months now, and there's been no resolution, and she's, you know, she wants to know where she's at, she wants to know if she's getting the
phone.
Yeah.
Are you aware of
that issue?
It's to do with the out of hour amp, and also this could affect other amps. It's only this one person is quite vocal. She's been on, she raised it as an issue 3 years ago, but it's still not resolved for her. And I think that there's a couple of others that could be in the same boat, but they're not aware.
Okay.
She's
been in that issue.
She has been, I think she asked me to stay about it, and I was like, look, and then chase it up again.
Okay.
Yeah, without knowing sort of more information,
we'll follow that up with Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew's on leave at the moment. He's back on the 7th of May, but we'll follow it up when he comes back.
I mean, is that something that is an issue that could go on? Resolution with regard to the out of hour change of role?
Okay.
So they're not receiving an annual benefit statement. Is that a separate issue to the one that's already been listed?
Well, they would have got, you know, they could have gone online and got the annual benefit statement, but it would be inaccurate because...
But I think we did report that as part of the data improvement. It is logged on here because we didn't issue annual benefit statements.
But the fact that she hasn't had a response, that she's waiting a long time,
yeah,
is the issue, actually.
Right. Okay. We'll follow that up with Matthew when he comes back, and I'll make sure that gets added on. Can you just make that note? Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Brilliant.
So, have we had any questions?